Hello, my absolutely beautiful Aries friends, and welcome to your horoscope for June of 2023, where Aries this month, I'm happy to report that I think that June is actually one of the calmer months that we get to have in 2023. And it's really a time where I think, first of all, there's beautiful culmination to big topics that have been on the table for you in your life, but they're not the big internal topics. They're the topics like, I needed this legal thing to move forward, or I needed to make a decision here. So some of these things get to come to a culmination. And at the same time, I think it's a really creative month for you as well, because the energy is a bit more comfortable than we had when we were going through eclipse season and everything was retrograding, including Mercury retrograde. So we actually have a really nice energy of this month that is creative, but it's also about bringing some really cool things, I think, to flourishing for you this month. So I look forward to talking to you about that. Now, if you want to know who this video is for, make sure you click in the description box down below. I talk about how I cast for sun, moon, and rising signs and how you should interpret that. If you are looking at your chart or you're newer to astrology and you're like, yep, great forecast, I have no idea how to find that in my own chart, don't worry, I've got a video for how to find these in your own chart in the description box down below. If you're ready for a reading, whatever you need, it is in the description box down below. So take some time and check it out, okay? All right, Aries, let's get in here and see what is going on. Now, first and foremost, as we're coming into the month, we're coming in with a gorgeous full moon happening at 13 degrees of Sagittarius, and I absolutely love this because, first of all, the full moon is asking us to end something, acknowledge something, or to make an adjustment to information and energy that has been happening here, okay? For you, this is going to be happening, Aries, in your ninth house, publishing, marketing, broadcasting, higher learning, philosophies of your life, faith. Faith, what do you believe in? What are the philosophies that govern your life? But also things that have to do with international business, immigration, travel, other languages. This has all got a culminating feel to it. I was looking at some of the aspects, which we will break down in another video about this particular moon. And there's a conversation with Mars. There's a conversation with Saturn. But Jupiter's also having a conversation with Saturn. So there's a lot of good juju that's kind of on this particular full moon for you. So the first thing I was thinking of is, what do you have in these ninth house areas that's coming to culmination, that's ending? You know, are you ending a particular thing with schooling or studying? Is something happening in a legal area of your life and now you're going to be able to wrap it up, where you have the information you need to do what you need to do next? So whatever that looks like, this particular full moon is definitely asking you in a very mental and business kind of way to get busy wrapping some things up, okay? Now, when we get to the fifth, we're going to see Venus move into the energy of Leo. And if you have not watched the video from Nicholas Polymenakis from Sparkles of Gold Astrology and myself on the Venus retrograde, you're definitely going to want to check that out. I'll make sure to link it here or put it in the description box at the end of this video. But you want to check it out because now, as Venus moves into the energy of Leo, first of all, it begins this transit of lighting up your fifth house space, Aries. So fun, pleasure, children, conception, romance, taking a risk, doing something creative like starting your own business or a hobby, whatever it is, Venus here in Leo wants to love it into life in a very big way, in a big, generous, creative, let's just do it because it feels good kind of energy. And I think, Aries, you have been waiting for some of this energy that is just like, do it because it feels good. Do it because it brings you pleasure. Maybe something really beautiful is happening around your children and you're needing to love them a little bit more. Some of you, this is the fifth house. You could be welcoming children into your life. So whatever it is, just know that this not only begins lighting up this bringing harmony energy to your fifth house, but also this begins the conversation that you're going to have all the way until October, Aries, when the Venus retrograde is happening through this area of your chart as well. I'm really curious what some of you are out there ready to create. Maybe you're ready to surrender a job, put your own creative expression in the world, something like that, okay? When we get to the 11th, we've got Pluto, who's already retrograde, and it started that retrograde in the energy of Aquarius. Now, it just touched into Aquarius, got in there, ruffled some things up, brought our attention to some energy, and now it is going to move that retrograde back into the energy of Capricorn, and that's what's happening on the 11th. So as you think about it, there's been this transition from the 11th house where you just started to make note of social things, organizations, cultural things around you, okay? Changes, social media things, technology, okay? And now Pluto's stepping back into Capricorn where it had already been since 2008. So you've got, I think, Aries, a fair amount of clarity around your own power, around your own capacity to create and author your own life. Now, because Pluto is also a societal planet, you know, Aries, for you, when we look back into your 10th house, your career, your soul level calling, your title that we use to address you in public, how has this changed for you? Since 2008, certainly since 2020, many people have moved from being employees to entrepreneurs. Right? So what has your title change been? How many of you have moved from single to coupled up, single to parents, right? Like, what's the title change that you have been really empowered with Pluto in this area? Now you're going to go back and do a little bit of review of those structures. Make sure you have everything tidied up. We will see Pluto come fully out of retrograde, re-enter into the Aquarian energy and get ready to rock and roll as we get to the tip-top January of 2024. Also on the 11th, we've got Mercury entering into the energy of Gemini. So coming home, it's in domicile here, so it's very, very comfortable. But Mercury in Gemini lights up your third house space. So the first thing I'm thinking about is we had this full moon happening over here in your ninth house, which is the higher mind, the big picture, right? It's where you say, I want to visit Egypt, okay? But in the third house, which is where Mercury is at, this is where you make the plans. You make sure you have your passport, you sign the visa paperwork, you do the travel itinerary. So we've got Mercury assisting you in getting the business things done, the details, the paperwork, the bureaucracy, the writing and adjusting your website, the teaching a course, taking a course, whatever it is. Mercury in Gemini here is absolutely looking to support you in getting the smaller minded things done. Now, the other thing I do want to point out with the third house energy is that this does have to do with siblings. So I will tell you, if you are needing to go back and have a conversation with your siblings, maybe you are buying into real estate or you're going into some kind of partnership with a sibling or something like that, or you're going on a short distance trip to see them, Mercury will absolutely be supporting that journey as well and helping you keep tabs of all of the details and of the finer points of the negotiations or the conversations that you are having, okay? On the 17th, we're going to see Saturn now take its retrograde right there in the energy of Pisces. We saw Saturn come into Pisces in March, and now it's time for some retrograde energy at 7 degrees of Pisces. So you want to go back into your particular chart, okay? And I want you taking note from 7 degrees of Pisces all the way to 0 degrees of Pisces. Look backwards at these degrees, which really look back from March of 2023 until now into your life. And where has Saturn been working? And what Saturn can feel like is its maturity. Okay, it's bringing you to your own mastery. It's bringing you, Saturn wants you to level up. It wants you to come to the next place. So in Piscean energy, you've had a vision. You've been talking about it. You've been thinking about it. You've been trying to manifest it in some way. It's been a vision. And Saturn came into Pisces in March and said, stop talking about it and be about it. So where have you had your stop talking and let's be about it kind of energy pull to your table? Now, Saturn is going to let you review here because typically what we're trying to be about, what we're trying to be about, sometimes we've had the vision, but we haven't had all the steps, or we certainly haven't had the internal courage to really author that story. So with the Saturn retrograde, we get to go back and you become proficient at bringing your mastery into this particular energy. Now, this lights up the 12th house for you. So first of all, I will tell you, I think that if you have needed to look at rest, recovery, retreating, spending some time in some kind of seclusion without isolation, if you've needed a retreat, if you've needed to get more sleep, whatever it is. Or here's another thing, not necessarily Aries needing to get more sleep, but something in your sleep cycle, if it's been off, if your circadian rhythm has been off in some ways, looking at how you can support yourself there. But also, I think that Saturn in this area is challenging you. It is asking you to step up to a life of faith, of philosophy, of what guides you. It's bigger than just you. It's how does you encompass this life and the lives to come or the lives before. It's kind of a universal truth kind of energy. So one of the best ways, I think, with Saturn here, and one of the best ways to deal in the 12th house energy is to create, because where you are not creating, where you are not letting yourself release through creativity, you could be repressing, right? And this is going to create the place where you create your own gilded cage. So this is a wonderful retrograde to go back in there, Aries, and see where can there be some adjustments, but also celebrate what you're doing well as well. If you wrote that, you know, spiritual retreat journal, maybe this is the time to continue working on it and getting it ready to publish as we get to the end of the year into November, okay? On the 18th, we've got a new moon happening in Gemini energy. So this is going to be on June 18th. Now, this is awesome because the new moon is giving you the opportunity to plant your seeds of intention. The full moon wanted to bring some ending. The new moon wants to bring, at 26 degrees of Gemini, wants to bring a newness, a freshness. So plant your seeds of intention in your third house. What would you like to begin here? What kind of communication style would you like to have? Who do you want to be in your network? Do you need some help doing paperwork? Right? It's a very, third house is very much so a bureaucratic kind of space. The website, the book, the course, what is it that you would love help with bringing in these new ideas and bringing the words to you? Remember, the third house and this mercurial energy being there is where you have access to word magic. So if you've been in a writer's block since I don't know when and you're like, Stormy, oh my God, it's not working out, this is the time. Request your help. Now, the one thing I do want to tell you is always keep in mind with a new moon, what you plant here for good or for ill is going to bloom. So I would love for you to celebrate a little ritual. Make space around the 18th. Who and what is in your space? What is the conversation? What are the words you're bringing into this particular new moon? The first 8 hours after the new moon are the most potent. Now, this one's going to be happening very, very early in the morning. So if you're going to set ritual, make sure you get up early to do it, and you do it sometime before, depending on where you're at, 8 a.m.-ish Eastern time, okay? All right, on the 19th, we've got Jupiter in a sextile to Saturn. Now, this has also been in beautiful conversation and playing out as this new moon was happening. Now, Jupiter and Saturn in a sextile. First of all, the sextile is a pocket of opportunity, but then we intelligently take action on how to get that particular thing to happen. Now, Jupiter is here now in the energy of Taurus, ready to expand. Expand a value, take something to the next level. Saturn is now retrograde in the energy of Pisces. So I've been talking about it, being about it, right? So as Saturn has entered this retrograde time and comes into this pocket of opportunity with Jupiter, what you've got is this gorgeous conversation between your financial life, second house, what you value, your self-esteem, who you are, how you regard yourself, what you value, and also your spiritual life. Right? In who you've been, the stories you've been telling yourself that have guided your life, do they need an upgrade? Is it time to upgrade the story based on, you know, the thing is, I really think about this for you, Aries, is that some of the things that are in your life today, you would have never been able to have before because you just weren't that person yet. And other things that may be in or around your life, I don't want you to think to yourself, especially with Jupiter in Taurus, which is the energy of resources. I don't want you thinking to yourself, oh no, that kind of money or that kind of resource or that kind of freedom or that kind of beauty or that kind of value is for those people. No. What do you need to do to have those things in your life? What person do you need to become to have those things in your life? And that doesn't mean become somebody shady and nasty, because yes, that is one way to absolutely do that. But the world of abundance and resources is really not just limited to one class of people, places, and things. So I would love for you to use this sextile to explore where you're be about it, and your level of faith and understanding and adjusting your vibration can do a little bit of work and really create something gorgeous here, okay? On the 21st, we're going to see the sun move into the energy of Cancer, bringing light, heat, life, and vitality, lighting up your fourth house space, encouraging you to take a look at your home, family, real estate, property. The domestic zone is lit up at this time. Now, Mercury has whipped and zipped through Gemini in true Gemini fashion, okay? It was quick, it was like air. And as we get to the 26th, we see Mercury move now into the energy of Cancer as well, coming together with that sun. So this is a great time to look at your family, look at your lineage, look at what you need in terms of home or housing. Mercury is here, so absolutely some of you could be moving, signing a new contract, signing a lease, selling your home, something like that. Now, other things though, in Cancer season that are just like kind of the most natural thing to come around is that you are doing something to adjust the home space. You're beautifying it. You're welcoming a new person into your home. Someone's leaving your home. You're making decisions about your home. You are upping the level of electronics that are in your home. Maybe you want to study something and you want to do it just in your home, in your home space. Ooh, we've got all of this Leo energy. Are some of you starting finally that consulting business, that tech business, whatever you're doing, and it's from home. Now, another thought, just a keeping it in the mind, is that for some of you, this may be a really fantastic energy to be in a care role or to understand something in your family structure where it's like down the road, this person will need more care. Okay, so I'm thinking, you know, do you have a parent who is aging or you have an aunt who is aging? And you can kind of see, you have the perspective from here to say, down the road, we're maybe going to need to bring in palliative or hospice, or they need something to help this be the best quality of life that they can have. These are things that can definitely present all the way until we get to the middle of July. All right, and as we're going to close out this month, we're gonna get Neptune taking a retrograde at 27 degrees of Pisces. Okay, so Neptune in its full retrograde path, because you guys know I like to cue us to that. Neptune actually moved into pre-retrograde shadow time in March of this year, and will come out of post-retrograde shadow time in 2024. But because Neptune is one of our dreamy, like below the level of consciousness planets, sometimes I think that this one is a little bit harder to track the full retrograde cycle in terms of really feeling the influence of it, okay? But what the retrograde degrees are gonna be between 27 and 24 degrees of Pisces. And as Neptune goes retrograde, it's interesting because if you have Neptune retrograde in your chart, this may be a time where many of the visions or the ideas or ideals that you've had are starting to come out. You could feel yourself being very creative in an outward kind of way. If you do not have Neptune retrograde in your chart and you are being called back in to the retrograde time, what it can feel like is Neptune gives us kind of this fantasy, right? And we need it. Humans need it. We need a little space to disconnect from reality sometime and daydream or go into our inner space in between the worlds that nobody can see, but we can only express in an outward way, right? So when Neptune goes retrograde, we lose access kind of to that daydreamy energy. So reality feels like reality. It is like, boom, all reality, all the time. And what it's really asking us to do by putting us kind of in that container of energy is, and that will be here until December, is that it's asking us to go, okay, the truths, the beliefs, the guiding thoughts, the ideals that you are living your life on, do they meet in reality? Are they real? Are they really governing things? Are you really practicing that, right? Love and acceptance for all, except for your judging Bob, you know, right? This is where like the rubber meets the spiritual road of, do the ideals that you carry actually hold up in reality. And if not, what we do is we take a dip into that consciousness to adjust our ideals so that they can function beautifully in reality. Right? Does that make sense? So anyways, I think that this is going to be a really interesting retrograde to experience, because it really happens in a very quiet kind of way. But where I think you can experience or sense the Neptune retrograde the most is in your internal life. You know what I mean? Where it's like, uh-oh, when I do that, when I say that, when I act this way, something in me gets a little tight. That's your internal Neptune mechanism system saying, ah, let's look at that and let's see if that ideal and this reality actually line up. So, Aries, I think that it is going to be a good month. I really want to say to you that culmination to beautiful things, your creativity, a launching out into the world, I think it's like, it's right here. It's right here. You know, enjoy this season. Enjoy this month. Just know that what you've been working for, hustling for, trying to manifest, I just think it's right here. We're at the doorstep of it for sure. All right, my beautiful Aries friends, please like this video, comment, share, subscribe, like it 100 times. That helps the algorithm and it lets people know that we are out here. We are a community that people can come learn astrology in. And I think we got one of the most beautiful astro communities, I think, on YouTube. So like the video, comment, share, subscribe. I love you a ton and I'll see you next month. Bye.